Swifties. Are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the players gonna play.
Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
Yes, getting you Taylor Swift ready is the plan of this podcast. Welcome to episode one. Around the room, I've got Emer Shannon, I've got Maria Devereaux, and I'm Dave Moore, and we are trying to get you as Taylor Swift ready as possible because she is coming to town. Much like Santa Claus, she knows if you've been good or if you've been bad.
She does see
everything.
I feel
like she's more in demand than Santa Claus.
Definitely at the moment.
I think she sees more.
Yeah,
he sees everything and she sees more.
And we are being educated throughout this podcast series and all the things it takes to be the ultimate Swiftie. And that would maybe take in things like organising an entire academic symposium about Taylor herself. But also, if you're going to the gig, whether you're a Swiftie or not, if you're accompanying a Swiftie, or if you're just interested in learning some of the things that happen around a Taylor Swift gig, well, we kicked it off with chants. Because apparently these are very important. There are certain points in shows, in songs, when Taylor Swift is playing, that you need to be on the same page as everyone else. And it's okay to sing the words. That's all fine. Everyone can learn the words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But these are kind of outside the words. Some of them are physical. Yeah. We learned that.
Yeah.
Hand chants, claps, hand gestures, massive amount of waving.
Yeah.
Like
at certain specific points.
Yeah.
Yes. So
you
if you're waving aside from those points, everyone's going to be looking at you.
Work your rotator cuff before you go.
I feel like you need to have like a cheat sheet.
Yes.
Maybe like if you're listening to this, maybe take out a notepad and pen.
That's an option.
A little cheat sheet, maybe written on the back of your palm so you can keep an eye on it. But I do think you'd need to do some stretching.
Yeah, definitely. You need
a lot of motion.
And voice warm-ups.
A lot of me's.
Do a sound check before you leave for the Taylor concert.
So I heard recently that the best way to warm up your voice, and as someone who studied music as a vocalist many years ago, I have, you know, kind of learned the techniques of having a protected voice back in 1997 or whatever. But the new one that apparently is, you know, if you get like a boba tea or whatever, right?
Oh yeah.
And it has a big fat straw.
Yeah.
And it has liquid in the bottom. Apparently if you blow into that with a little bit of liquid, that kind of, and it goes, that's a really good thing for your voice.
Do you know what I used to always do? Because I sang in school, a cup of tea.
Listen, any excuse as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. It cures everything.
It does. Yeah. It does make you sing better.
Think about it. You know, when you come out of any class of a medical procedure, and if you've been, you know, knocked out and brought back, first thing they give you is tea and toast.
Yeah.
There's a reason that's.
Yeah.
There's an absolute reason.
Cup of tea.
Anyway, the chants, we're going to educate you in all of the different chants you need, but Maria's looking excitedly across at me.
Yeah.
Why?
Do you want a bonus chant?
Ah, stop,
ooh,
really?
It's just for the podcast listeners.
Okay.
Right?
A treat.
We didn't do this.
So you'll get everything we did, but now we're getting a bonus one.
We're getting a bonus one. So we've just said Taylor Swift sees everything.
Mm. Yes.
And she absolutely sees everything. And she went viral on TikTok during her Eras tour because there was a security guard. I don't know, there was a fan doing something and there was a security guard giving out to the fan.
Okay.
And Taylor spotted it while she was singing Bad Blood. So this clip went around on TikTok.
Okay, so she's talking to the security guard. She's fine.
She's
okay.
Like,
she didn't do anything.
Leave the fan
stop.
Alone.
Yeah.
She doesn't miss a beat.
No.
She doesn't. She
what
sees
a pro.
Everything. So obviously then, in pure Swiftie style, the fans added, "Hey, stop," as a chant in Bad Blood.
Come on.
Where she says, "Hey, stop."
So do you know where that is in the thing?
Yeah, it's after she sings, "Cause baby, now we've got bad blood."
Hey, stop.
Hey, stop.
Okay, we'll practice
so
it.
Well, let's practice it.
Okay. "Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be bad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. Hey, stop." Come on. We are literally Swifties at this point.
We could actually, do you know what? We could just perform on the stage.
I think
you know all of it.
If you're listening,
give
Taylor.
Give it even enough. Yeah. Have a cup of tea, maybe a little 3-in-1 or something.
I can bring you a boba that you could blow into beforehand to get your voice warmed up. Cup of tea, and then we'd sing all the chants.
Yeah. It's funny because when you're watching all of these videos of her listening to the fans doing all these different chants, she has this massive smile on her face. And sometimes in the songs, she waits and lets them do the chant. Then she gives a huge smile and she turns and walks the other way to the other side of the stage or whatever. So she is fully aware of all of these. She's so happy and she always, she makes contact, eye line, like direct eye contact with some of the fans who are doing it as a way of saying,
thank you.
Yeah. Like, I really appreciate your, you know, your fandom.
Ireland, you've got to be educated. Here are the chants.
Right. So in her song Fearless, this is back in 2010.
An oldie but a goodie.
An oldie. She asks fans to make heart shapes
that
with their hands.
Where you put
at
your
a certain
hands
point.
Together with a heart. Yeah, yeah, I know that one. Okay.
So I'll play you where in the song it happens. Okay. You put me in and I'm a little more free. It's the first, it's flawless, really something. It's fearless. Heart hands.
Okay,
everybody.
So it's fearless heart hands.
Yeah.
Okay, one ticked.
One.
Box sorted.
And don't worry, right? You don't have to keep up with all of these. We will be popping all of this on our website.
You can
so if
educate
you come
yourself
back,
and study it exactly. And everything. Yeah, yeah.
In You Belong With Me,
another
again,
old, good song,
back
yeah.
in that era.
Yeah.
I'll let you hear what the fans do. This is a double clap, right?
Okay.
I'll let you hear what the fans do.
That's
right?
A quick double clap.
Yeah. When you know you're about to cry. Clap, clap.
Clap. Okay.
She keeps singing. She doesn't care
she's
if
not,
you miss it.
But she notices, though, doesn't she?
She does
notice these things.
Yeah, when she's on stage, you can see her looking at the fans that do these things.
Okay, okay.
And
she,
a big smile comes on her face.
Love it.
Shake It Off,
one
a bit of a newer
one. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a triple clap in Shake It Off.
Oh, now, I know the triple clap.
Yeah, it happens in the song. So actually, this is one of the easier ones.
Okay.
Just think while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheeks of the world.
That one, right. I'll definitely get that one right
easy.
If I go.
Yeah. And the last hand chant I'll give you is from You Need to Calm Down.
Okay.
Right? So she's going to say at the concert, let me see your hands.
Oh, right.
And then you need to be making like the shape of a rainbow over and back.
Oh,
that's
so,
what she
right.
wants
so you're
you
not
to
waving
do.
At her. You're like.
You're not just standing with your hands in the air straight.
You're this going is, from like. Parallel with your perpendicular to your shoulder and going all the way across the other way.
Yeah, to right
rainbow.
To left, left to right.
Okay,
yeah, here's
listen.
The bit.
I'm into that one in a big way, actually. Okay,
right.
That makes sense.
Now I need you to focus, Dave, because these are the singing chants.
Whew, okay,
right?
Let's go. La, 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 la. Okay, I'm ready.
In Style.
Right,
you know
song.
Her song, Style?
Yeah.
Before she even sings, there's a chant you need to know.
What?
There's a long intro to this song,
okay.
Right? And her first word in the song is midnight.
Yeah.
And the fans shout, what time is it, Taylor?
Oh.
I'll let you hear.
Very cool.
So do you want to try it?
I'll try it with the real one.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Let's go. Go.
What time is it, Taylor?
Yeah, you got it.
I nailed that one. I'm
okay.
really proud of myself for that one.
Next one. Anti-Hero. This comes from a remix of the song, right?
Okay.
So you may not know it. It only happens during the second verse. So... if you remember from this song, she says, Tale as old as time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that bit.
In the remix,
yeah.
It says, Taylor, you'll be fine. And that's what the fans shout.
Oh, it's loud.
Taylor, you'll be fine.
Taylor, you'll be
so
fine.
Let's
we that one
give
as
it
well.
A go, Dave. Did you hear my covert narcissism? My disguise is altruism,
like some kind of consciousness. Taylor, you'll be fine. Yeah,
hey,
I'm good
Dave,
at this
you're
game.
Nailing
I am
it.
Good at this game.
Let's move on to Bad Blood, right?
Good song, good song.
So, when she says band-aids don't fix bullet holes,
yeah.
You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts. The fans chant, you forgive, you forget, but you never let it go. They leave a little gap. And that comes from a remix, a Kendrick Lamar remix of Bad Blood.
You forgive, you forget, but you never let it. I mean, you paused.
Yeah, have a listen to the fans doing it.
Wow.
Okay, so try that. That's a bit trickier.
That is harder.
Band-aids don't fix bullet holes. You say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forgive, you forget, but you never let it go.
Yay!
Oh, come on.
You are nailing these.
I'm so into this.
Yeah.
I think it's more, this is all because it's so familiar to me from metal gigs where there's loads of things like this. Like in Enter Shikari, you have a triple hand clap. At one point in their songs, they go, you know what
See,
I mean?
And yeah, so you're ready for it.
Okay. Have you got one for Blank Space?
I do, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. So back in 2015, she was on her 1989 world tour.
That's so complicated. In 2015, she was on a 1989 world tour.
Yeah,
that literally went on for 30 years. Yeah, go on.
So she was in Sydney and she added a bit into Blank Space. She added a little bit more, a few extra bars where she had the crowd chanting Sydney.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So when she came back on her Eras tour to Sydney, They chanted Sydney where she had put in the longer bit. But
God,
she hadn't
so
put in
dedicated.
The longer bit. And apparently they chanted it so loud you could hear it for ages outside the stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, have a listen to the fans.
Boys only want love if it's torture.
Sydney!
Yes!
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready?
Listen to Dave Moore from 9am for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.